As you know, we officially support Daryl and Kyle Record, who are missionaries in Cambodia. And this is the second letter that they sent to us. I put the entire letter up on the screen for us to read together. Not out loud, but I'll be reading it out loud. You can just follow along because it's a wonderful letter. And this is the update from them. I'll go ahead and begin. This is the second letter to the Mitakians. Daryl and Kyle, the servants of Jesus Christ, called of God to the Cambodians, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Mitaki, including the Japanese and Gaijins. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. We are writing this second letter in an epistle style because we know that it blesses the unique sense of humor of our beloved brother, Pastor Chris. Just make sure no one thinks we are apostles. Ha ha. Kyle has been pretty busy with our Psalms 139:13 construction project for the past 12 weeks. In case you can't remember the verse off the top of your head, it says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." So she's pregnant, 12 weeks. Okay. Our due date is November 26th, so we are planning to return to Hiroshima to do what the Cambodians call Chlong Tonlai, Tonle. I don't know, which in the English is interpreted to mean cross the river, aka to give birth. Yay! We are not sure of the exact dates of when we will come to cross the river in Hiroshima, but then after we cross the river, we need to get to the U.S. and to get U.S. and Japanese passports so our baby can cross the border. Please keep these details in prayer. On a related note, even though we do not know whether the baby is a boy or a girl, we do know that he or she will be American/Japanese. Choosing a name for the child, which can be pronounced correctly by people who ride around in pickup trucks in Missouri and in denshas in Japan, is a task that will require divine inspiration. But we will cross that bridge when we get there. Daryl continues to teach advanced English at the university. He recently started a new advanced grammar class, and one of his students from his regular class, a Buddhist monk, signed up. His name is Ruthea. He has been a monk for 15 years. He is one of the most friendly students in Daryl's class. It is becoming clear that God has put this particular student in Daryl's path for a reason, and Daryl is beginning to feel led to make a special effort to reach out to him personally. There has been a lot of spiritual warfare related to this man, but Daryl still has a heart for him. So please pray for Vithia, specifically that Daryl will have spiritual discernment and protection, as well as the right heart and words as he begins to reach out to him. We recognize that there are very powerful spirits influencing Vithia, but we know that Jesus is greater. After receiving feedback from the Christian publisher on the booklet on Christian unity and the cults, Daryl is beginning to work on the final draft. After this, the publisher will take over final translation into Cambodian and publishing. Please pray for Daryl as he writes and researches, and that God will raise up the right editors and translators for this project. The publisher wants a book on Jehovah's Witnesses, and it looks like Daryl may be involved in writing that one as well. It is a blessing that God has opened this door for apologetics ministry at this time. As our language ability increases, we trust that God will open even more doors. Even though Kyle's overall activities have been reduced, God gave her the opportunity to encourage her Cambodian language tutor, Sokia, is a sweet Christian lady who was Daryl's student last term. One day, she asked Kyle to pray for her because she was going back to her hometown during the Cambodian New Year, April 14th to 16th. Just like Japanese New Year, Cambodians go back to their hometowns, spend time with their families, and engage in traditional religious rituals. Because Cambodian parents have absolute power over their children. So Kia's mom forced to worship her ancestors, Shoko, in the past. So Kia's mom forced her to worship her ancestors, Shoko, in the past. She did not want to engage in religious activities that are contrary to her faith in Jesus Christ. But she thought that she had no choice when her parents told her to participate. Kyle was able to share her own experiences with her non-Christian family, as well as the testimonies of other Japanese Christians who faced similar challenges. They prayed together, and Sokea returned to her hometown, half trusting in the Lord and half fearful of her family. After the new year, she returned with wonderful news. Even though she was afraid, when she sincerely explained her Christian convictions to her parents, they allowed her to stay at home and do housework so that she could avoid all the religious ceremonies. Over the new year, she could share the love of Christ with her family and had deeper conversations with them than before. Praise the Lord. Her walk with Christ matured even more through this New Year's test. Right now, she is sick with chickenpox. Please pray for her recovery. We continue to be strengthened and encouraged by your faithful prayers and generous support. Thank you for your faithfulness. We are looking forward to spending time with you toward the end of this year. And we're going to spend just a few minutes in prayer over Guatemala and also over Cambodia. Please remember to lift up Arturo Jesus, Fernando's father, the last bit of money that we need to send over, and a helper for Machiko as she tries to raise this money. Also, please pray for Vithea in Cambodia, Daryl's student, and Kyle's language teacher, Sukea, the Christian lady that she mentioned there as well, and also the baby. She's 12 months pregnant. So we'll spend just a moment in the quietness of your heart to pray for these things, and then I will close us in prayer. Let us pray.